morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are, one more day. You and I working out our minds, doing some MTC, mental toughness conditioning, just 1/2 hour every single day. That's what you've decided. That's what you've determined is going to help you get control of those thoughts, get control of those emotions, take action, stop doing those things you know aren't helping you. And one step every single day, this simple step, I'm doing the driving, I'm poking and prodding, asking the questions. You have just made this a part of your life, a daily discipline. You download this podcast at the same time every day. You'll listen to it at the same time every day. Little by little, you're piecing together those thoughts, which leads to those actions, which gets you closer to those goals, plans, that vision. That vision that you've taken the time to think about some more, refine some more, evaluate, see if that's getting what you want, more and more and more. Again, 1/2 hour every single day, working your mind. You and I, I'm your coach, I'm your friend, I'm going through this journey of life with you. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, and thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. Here we are, Morning Connection, podcast number 156. So we've been doing this for at least 56 days in a row, actually more than that because we kind of review it every Saturday, but 56 Morning Connection podcasts on our way to this stretch of another 100, as I'm going to go with you on this journey, get you some things to think about as you're making your man formation, as you're putting your life together. And by the way, you could go to skiplacour.com, go into the podcast section, you can see the first 100 that I did a few months ago. So here's that second stretch of 100. If you're listening to this on the morethanjustmuscles.com network, which brings you over to Blog Talk Radio, which you can come over from iTunes, however you're getting here. Again, welcome this resource that you've found yourself. If you're new, welcome, welcome, welcome. Testify. You know, there's so many movies or television shows, you know, they have some in the deep south of the United States. They always have these church settings, you know, very evangelical, very demonstrative. You know, part of the whole service is to just get up and testify, dance, sing, put it out there to the world, you know, your new commitment, what you're going to do, what you're going to accomplish, you know, your dedication in that case to their faith, to their God, the kind of person they're going to be, and they want the whole congregation to know about it. There's a tremendous power in testifying, right? Telling everybody what you're going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to step up, how are you going to use all your talents, resources, ability to become what you are after. Right, that person, those achievements, those accomplishments, that vision, putting it out there. Hell, me doing this podcast every single day, I tell you why I do it, what I'm working towards. You know, that can only help me stay focused, on track, think about it. And a lot of times, you know, I may think about where I'm going. You know what this is like. You know, you have this goal, this plan, this dream. You know, there's a lot of times where you're all excited about it. You feel optimistic and powerful that you're doing what it takes. I mean, life is grand. You're piecing it together. You feel like you're making progress, and that's awesome. There's a lot of times where you're thinking, who am I kidding? Right? You know what that's like. Who am I kidding? Can I really do this? Do I really have the stuff? If I do, why is it taking so long? Why am I so challenged? Seems like other people who have accomplished this goal or they have that kind of lifestyle that I say that I want, seems as though, you know, they're going about it. It seems a lot easier for them. Is there something wrong with me? Can I do this? Do I really want to do this? All right, if I was so talented, you know, I'm talented in other areas. I seem to make those happen. Why can't I make this happen? I think that I have the skills, the talents, the abilities. I think I have the desire. You know, those times we really challenge yourself. And then there's all those times in between, right? Those are the times, that's what's really gonna, you know, make you, those times in between, that time in between. Hell, when you're positive, you're optimistic, you can really see it in your mind, you feel it in your body that you're going to accomplish those goals, those feelings, those experiences, those emotions, whatever that may be for you, whatever it is you want, whatever your white whale is in front of you. I mean, it's easy to do the things, to work hard, to stay up late at night, to get up earlier in the morning, to do the things you don't necessarily like to do, right? It's easy. During those downtimes where you really doubt yourself, I mean, it may seem really painful, really tough to go through, but I'll tell you, those times are really serving you too. It's really making you a gut check. Can I really do this? Am I using my time in the most effective and efficient manner? Am I using all of my abilities? Am I really taking advantage of all these opportunities that are out there, or am I ignoring them? And you'll do everything you can to use everything you have because you're just feeling that pain and pressure. We hate those times, but I'll tell you, those times are, they serve us in the big picture. If we're really committed, then all those times in between, when we're kind of just going on autopilot, we're not really doing that gut check. We're not really evaluating our lives and our abilities. Are we moving towards those goals? Do we even really define those goals? That in-between time is the biggest time waster. It's the biggest, the time where we waste our talent more than anything else. And man, you stay in that middle section too long, weeks, months, years even go by. And think about this goal or this plan or your white whale that you have, that thing that you say that you want to accomplish. Think about it. How many years have gone by where you really haven't done anything about it? You haven't really stepped up. You know, I'm going to do it. I know I have the talent. People tell you have the talent. The people tell you have the potential. But time has gone by. Think about your white whale. How long have you been focusing on that? Now, intellectually, you know if you just focused on it, you know you have the ability. You know there's resource out there. You're smart enough. You're hardworking enough to actually get this out of the way, to accomplish it and do it. But for some reason, you're not using all your talents, resources, abilities. Yeah, you're complaining about it a lot. You're worrying about it a lot. You're wringing your hands about it, wondering if you're ever going to put it together. Right? This whole game, this whole challenge of life is about somehow, some way, with all your values, your priorities, all those things that you want, all those in life, and juggling them all around and somehow aligning them in a way to use the most of your talents, resources, and abilities. Right? And you got to get up every single morning, as I say, with your game face on, do a gut check, go to the gym. That's what this is for, 30 minutes every day to kind of put yourself through the ringer, test your mental and emotional abilities so you get the most out of your physical abilities, your intelligence, everything that you have to actually make it happen. You're not going to get the most out of yourself. You're not going to make the most out of your time to piece it together one step at a time if you don't really think about it, if you don't really evaluate it. Again, that's what I'm here for, to do every single day as your coach, as your friend, as someone going through this journey along with you, as your MTC, mental toughness conditioning coach, helping you through your man formation. All right? It's like we're running partners. All right? You know, some days I'm really on and we're going for that run. You don't really feel like it, but you made this commitment to me that you're going to show up. We're going to do this run. And maybe I take the lead, but I get you going. And then you start getting into your groove, right? Then you start, man, I'm sure glad I had someone help pace me through all this, because I would have never even gone on this run. Hell, now we're halfway through and I'm at my best, right? That's using a training partner. That's using a coach. That's using a podcast in a way to get the most out of your abilities. If I was your coach, if I was your running partner, I'm not running for you. I don't get it. When you don't feel like it, I didn't get you out of bed to show up for a run, to use all your talents and abilities to get in that stride, to overcome whatever mental and emotional things that make you want to not go for it, to overcome all that, and then you're halfway in the run. You're the one doing the running. You just created a situation by having a partner like me. You created the situation to help you. You're playing every ace, you know, if you're playing cards, you're using everything that's available to you to get the most out of your talents, but you're the one that has to use it, right? That's what this whole game of life is. That's what I talk about every single day. How can I poke and prod and get you to use more out of all these amazing talents and resources that you intellectually know you have. It's just the challenge of putting it all together. It's your challenge. It's my challenge. It's everybody as we strive to a higher level. So you're in great company, and you're not alone by going through this journey. If you believe that there's going to be a day, if you're a younger guy right now, or I don't know, I guess you could be older and you haven't figured this out quite yet, you're not going to come to a day in your life where, hey, I've done all that mental toughness conditioning. I'm just on autopilot now. That day is not going to come because you're always going to want to continue to grow. Yeah, you may look back and say, wow, I am so much further along. I've accomplished so much compared to what where I was 3 years ago or 10 years ago or 3 months ago or 10 months ago. But that doesn't mean you're still going to want more. All right, that's part of life. That doesn't mean that you don't respect or you don't appreciate. There's always more to have, right? And that's okay. That's normal. We all have to grow in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not saying that you're not going to go through patches of time where you are going to be tremendously happy and on that roll. It's just not going to last forever. So, you know, getting used to this whole process is just part of the game that we're all going through and we're going to continue to go through. I mean, that's what makes life exciting. That's not a frustrating situation. That's not a challenging situation. That's not the downside of life. That's the great thing of life. How do you play it in your mind, that perspective? So it makes it fun. That's what makes it exciting, getting all these resources, talents, and abilities all aligned so you just feel passionate and fulfilled every single day. You know, again, testifying to the world. I mean, again, going back to that deep South church when they're screaming and they're just emotionally, when you say, I will do this, I will be this, to everybody who's close to you, your congregation, it's just one more layer. It's like that partner that you have. It's like that extra layer of accountability, that running partner, just to get the most out of yourself. It's just one little strategy, right, to make you, force you to step up and not hide away. Well, I have these goals and I have these plans and I'm going to do this and I'm going to become this. But you keep it all concealed. You don't tell anybody. You know, why don't you tell anybody? Think about that. I understand why you wouldn't. You don't want to put it out there where, you know, now you got to live up to it. And what if you let people down? What if you're not a person of your word? What if you fall short? Right? What would that, do you feel as though that would damage your reputation? You're not a credible source anymore. You said you were going to do something and now you didn't. Is that the way you see it? Or is it really because you don't want to look bad? If I say I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this type of person. I testified to the whole world, to my family, my friends, you know, hell, on social media, and I don't actually do that, that would be embarrassing. I would look bad. People won't like me. I don't know. You may not even consciously know why you're doing it. Maybe take the time to think about it. But I'll tell you, you are wasting just one of those things, like a training partner, like listening to this podcast. It's just one way, one little, you know, turn of that combination lock that could just unleash so much power. There's so many benefits to testifying to the world, who you are, what you're all about, what your vision is, what your code of conduct is, what your values are, what you will accomplish, why you'll achieve it, why it's important you to achieve it, when you'll achieve it. Right? Because again, oh, that self-imposed pressure. Again, we talk about it all the time, deadlines, pressure. You know, it's really who in life has the highest standards. And they really work hard to live up those standards. They feel that pressure. I say I'm going to be on time because I have the identity. I'm a person who shows up on time. Right? That's a self-imposed pressure because, you know, really, does it matter if you're 2 minutes late or 5 minutes late? Can you talk your way out of it? Sure. That's just not your code of conduct. That's not your identity to be a person who's late. And maybe that applies to you or not, or maybe it should be, right? So what do? So it's an hour before, you're getting things all situated and organized. You're taking your clothes out in time. You're taking your shower early. You know, you think about, hey, do I have enough gas to get there? If the gas is getting kind of low, I mean, you think about all those things long before it's time to leave. Again, you align all your talents, resources. What are the challenges in front of me? What do I have to overcome? What are my concerns? Seems like a lot of stress, a lot of pressure that you're putting on yourself, but you're going through all your mind, evaluating the playing field, evaluating everything that you need to do because of that identity, that I am not a person who shows up. I'm a person who shows up on time. Right? It's all out there anyway. It's just how are you using your mind and your thoughts? Are you using them to the fullest? Or do you say, well, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be on time. I might have this going on. You know, you have an excuse to the other person because you might be challenged to get there on time. You know, and think about this metaphor for life. I mean, do you even, you know, talk to other people and basically tell them not to count on you? Or you tell them how hard it's going to be. And there's a lot of people who use that strategy. They let people know, I don't know if I can do it. You shouldn't count on me. It's really hard. Long before they even, and I don't know if they even inside their mind, they really do expect to fail. Or they certainly don't have the desire to fail. It's just something that they've fallen into, a pattern of they want to take the pressure off themselves beforehand and not let the person down. And that makes sense to them. What, I don't want to let them down. Hey, that's playing to lose, not playing to win. And think about that. And again, this can apply to so many other things in life is, are you instilling confidence? Are you being a leader? Are you the person to count on when you prepare them for the possible failure long before you've even given it a shot? Think about that. Because I know a lot of people who do that, they don't really think, why are you telling me this right now? You've got a week until this is due, until you have to come through. There's a million and one things you can do to actually make that happen. Why are you already telling me to not really expect you to do that? You want me to, you know, think about it. What are you portraying to the world? Hey, do you want to be the man who comes through 100% of the time? Do you want them to count on you so they give you a project or it's your responsibility or whatever it may be? Do you want them to just, man, when they expect something of me, they can just be guaranteed that it would happen? You know, a lot of times that would be, people would respect you. If they knew that if they gave you an assignment or it was your responsibility to do something and they just had this unbelievable, almost close to 100% certainty that when Joe says he's going to do something, I can count on Joe, right? That's respect. That is total respect if they have close to 100% certainty. They can go about their day, go about their life, concentrating on things that they need to concentrate on because they've got such a great team person, a great family member like you who's going to always come through or die trying. That is, man, if people think that about you, they respect you. And that is something to shoot for if people think that about you. So why, if that's true, why would you prepare them for, why would you change their mind or right from the very beginning when there's plenty of time for you to come through to get your life in order, no matter how challenging it is? Why would you try to chip away at their certainty that you'll come through right at the beginning? They already know. I mean, people are smart. They know that there's a possibility that you're not going to come through. They know that. I mean, nobody comes through 100% of the time. Why do you have to reinforce that to them so they can't count on you? To prepare them for something they know may happen? You want to do just the opposite. I'll take care of it. Consider it done. Now, I'll tell you, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you testify that you'll get something done? Why wouldn't you? Because you don't want to let them down. You don't want to look foolish, right? We talked about all those things. This is what you need to understand about other people and how this works, is that, you know, they just want to see you just go for it. Try hard. Give your all. Use all your resources. Bust your ass to get the job done. That's all that people just want to see, someone who's passionate, who's driven, who's determined. And the results, sure, they want you to come through. But man, if they see that inside of you, that's that respect. That's what you should work for, right? So why would you kind of cool that down and be kind of an excuse maker right from the beginning. Why wouldn't you not want them to count on you? See, the thing of it, because, again, you'll let them down, I'll tell you, is that that's part of life, right? But the point is they're not, if they know that you've given your best effort, you are passionate about it, and you things didn't work out, they'll have that respect, even though people, as you know, people don't always come through. Things don't always go the way you plan. But as long as you go for it, you really give it your all, you use that mental and emotional flexibility, use your time and resources to their fullest, which this whole game of life is all about, you know, using all this potential that you have to the fullest, right? So let me ask you a question. When you prepare them, oh, that's really tough. I'm not sure if I can do that in a time period, right? Right from the beginning with plenty of time to make it happen. And in your mind, you're really determined to make it happen, right? You just took a big chunk of pressure off yourself. Maybe it was getting up 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier and slamming down that cup of coffee. You know how maybe life changes immediately. That one thought, that one distinction, staying up 5 minutes later, asking somebody a question that you might have been too shy or too reserved or wondering, am I pushing it? Maybe you'll push it just a little bit more and find out you had that resource available with that extra layer of pressure on yourself. You know, if you think about your life and going back and all this whole journey, you know, you're not going to be happier with yourself. Oh, well, good thing I failed. It would have been worse if I would have put myself out there and I didn't accomplish it. Good thing I let them know. I prepared them in advance that I was not going to come through. Whew. And you go through your life that way. Trust me, if you're old enough to already realize this, man, you want to look back on it, man, at least I went for it. When you get older and you look back at all the opportunities, why things are a certain way in your life, you're not going to say, man, I just continually just gave my all. Well, it's interesting. Maybe that isn't true. But you're going to look back on, man, I could have dedicated myself. I could have done that if I just put more into it. One more day, one more year, a little bit more effort. I could have done that. Why didn't I align my talents, resources, and abilities to really make that happen? I should have. If I had my youth back or I had the last 5 years back, I would do that. Right? So holding back for those reasons, I'm telling you, it doesn't make as much sense as you think. And the downside of letting other people down, you know, I'll tell you, they respect a person who has the ability to dream, to have a vision, and to work hard to make it happen, whether or not they fail or succeed. But the thing about it is letting that pressure off yourself, that's where it's going to really, you know, there's always a way. And, you know, as you're going through this life, you have your white whale or whatever it is that you want. You know, again, there's a million and one ways to make it happen. And are you going to try one more? Are you going to think about it more? I mean, and those different ways to go about solving your challenges, making those plans, goals, experience that vision happen. All right. So we know that everything we do isn't going to always work out, but it takes us one step closer. All right. So do you have that resilience, that determination, that tenacity to try one more thing, a slightly different way, right? Hey, good for you. Good for you. That's what it takes. Get knocked down six times, get up seven times, find another way. That's step one. Here's the other question. How much time in between that quote-unquote failure do you get back at it? All right? You may try 10 different ways to reach your goals, to reach those experiences, those things in life that you want for yourself and your family. You might try 10 different approaches, right, until you find the right one. There's a big difference if you try those 10 things in the course of 10 years, or let's just say a year, you try 10 different ways to get there in a year, versus you trying those 10 things in 3 months. So it's not just trying hard, getting up, dusting yourself off, keep on keeping on. It's how quickly you do it. And that's all in this mindset. Again, testifying to the world, putting it out there. It just is that one more layer of experience. You know, I work with several guys who, you know, they're making their man formation. They want to become the man. They've got all this potential, this drive, and this determination. And one thing is, this is very common with quite a few of the men who I coach through my one-on-one weekly coaching, that they want to use all this talent, ability, and resources, not just to have the finer things in life that we grew up hoping that we'd have someday. They're willing to work hard to do it. And one of the things about it is to have this amazing family life where, you know, it's maybe old school or thing that isn't quite as common is that their wife doesn't work. They make so much money, she doesn't have, they provide so much security that she doesn't have to work, so she can concentrate on the family life. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't that be an awesome thing to have? If you're the type of person to listen to this type of podcast, I think that you, as a man, what you're able to produce and accomplish, that would be an awesome thing, wouldn't it? Right? And if your wife wants to work or do other things, sure, she can do that. But she has the option to stay home and create this amazing family life while you're so productive and bring home those resources, that income, she can stay home. Well, like I said, I have a couple guys who are really in that process making this happen, right? And as we went through the coaching, a lot of times you kind of go through this and not testifying to the world, not even maybe testifying to their own wives what the plan is. It's like they don't want to let them down, but they don't realize. And that's what, you know, talking to me back and forth and just looking at their situation as friends, we kind of unravel these type of thinkings that, you know, sometimes we don't know that we have, right? First thing I do is, hey, tell your wife, set a goal, get them involved when she's quitting, what you're willing to do to work hard to do it. And it's something that maybe they didn't even consider because they're going to wait till the perfect time or when it got closer, that's when they would testify. That's when they'd bring her into the plan, because there's a part of that, well, I don't know if I can do that. I don't want to get her hopes up. I don't want to let her down. Well, the thing is, you know, keeping it to yourself, you're not going to have that layer of pressure. Here's the other thing about it is, man, so much respect and so much love. Again, this is your wife. To know that you're the type of man who's willing to step out there, to put himself out there, that's willing to work hard. I mean, how much more love and respect can you get from your wife that you're willing to do that for your family? Whether you succeed or not succeed, again, the way you're looking at it may not be in the most empowering way. And the guys who have done this, the biggest benefit, now it's out there. Oh, my God, now I got to live up to it. You know, again, they get up 5 minutes early in the morning. They ask themselves what they have to do. They try one more time. They stay up a little later at night. But the amazing thing is have that wife, that partner, helping them out in so many ways, big ways, small ways, right? Now they're using more of that resource of that person who's rooting for them, keep them accountable, give them that love and support during the challenging times that they never, you know, made available to them because they kept it inside. So you got to testify. I tell you, the benefits so far outweigh the downside. You know, I do it all the time. If you've been following me for a long time, there's a lot of things that I say, okay, I think that this would be awesome. I can think of a couple of things. One is I have this book. It's, yeah, I don't know, 40% done. I mean, the chapters, now I got to go through the writing process. It's Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. And it's kind of a lot of things that I kind of hint to, it's my personal story, my life, right? And I want to let you know all the challenge that I've gone through to come to this place that I am right now. And it's not about me. It's about you. You can see, you know, the journey and the steps that I took. And I just think it'd be so powerful, especially the people who have gone through the same journey, or they want to go through the same journey through the whole bodybuilding fitness and what that brings and the power that they get from it and the confidence and the self-control. Yeah. The structure in their life. I just think it would be massively powerful, right? So I put it out there, you know, got some people excited about it. But at the same time, you know, just like I encourage you to do, I constantly have to evaluate what's the highest and best use of my time. How do I organize it? How do I prioritize it? What's going to be in line, congruent with my vision for myself, my family, and then I work backwards on, is this the highest and best use of my time? Well, you know, that is not, working on that is not the highest and best use of my time now, even though I know I have a lot of work into it. I know it's going to be have a huge impact on people in my world and all the ripple effect that comes with it. It's just that after evaluating it, at least at this time, it's not the highest and best use of my time. I have another program that's probably, I don't know, about 80% done, where it kind of goes through my mass machine training, where I take you physically, emotionally through it. You know, there, this whole program set up in this unique way of learning about it. And again, I kind of put it out there months ago, but that's not the highest and best use of my time, especially with my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, my coaching. I mean, creating, I don't know, a $47 program, right, where you can download to your community. It sounds cool. It sounds nice. Can help a lot of people. But does that help me get to where I need to be at the highest and best use of my time? Well, I could probably think of dozens and dozens of examples over the years. The point is, I put it out there. I testified, right? Guess what? Nobody's ever said anything. Hey, when's that book coming out? Hey, when's that mass machine training product that you were excited about talked about? You know, it's okay to testify, and when you make better decisions along the way to make those better decisions, you just have to make sure what you're doing is the highest and best use of your time, and it's getting to those results. There was no downside in me testifying to do that. And again, it puts that pressure on me to continually think and make the changes. You know, and you don't lock into things when you realize they're a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, no matter what you've said. So very little downside to testifying, so many benefits. And you got to think about that. Use everything you can. Play every single ace available to you to figure out this combination lock of your mind. That's what this MTC mental conditioning is all about. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Think about that right now. What was that moment yesterday when you realized, hey, wow, life is pretty darn cool? Take 3 seconds right now. What's that huge, that big thing, that big accomplishment, that big achievement? Who you are, what you're all about, that would take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, executing this MTC conditioning, testifying to the world, you know, what you plan to accomplish, and sometimes actually making it happen because of that self-imposed pressure, maybe making changes along the way, maybe failing, quote-unquote failing, but getting the sting, the pain of that, and still moving forward anyway. It's going to take months, if not years, for that type of mindset, that type of lifestyle, that type of execution to make this actually happen. Now, if you can do it in weeks, then that's not what I want you to think about now. I want you to think about the big, 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 huge goal. To really drive you, really get you excited, really stretch you. So you use all those talents, resources, ability, you know, time, people, decisions, 5 minutes in the morning, getting up early, 5 minutes later at night, you know, skipping your lunch break. One more time, get up that seventh time, right? That's what this big goal is going to do for you. Is what you're doing right now, this is a question to ask yourself throughout the day, is what you're doing right now, is it really helping you get to those results that you're really after? And what are those results anyway? What are they? Get clear on it. We want to make sure that we're really going for the amazing Thanksgiving dinner. That's what our result is. That's why we really need to think about it, because we don't want to put so much effort into things that we later find out it's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Right? You know, so think about where you've done that in your life. It was great. Hey, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it was fulfilling. That's not all that time, energy, and effort, resources, that mental ingenuity, that tenacity. It was a little displaced if you could have taken the time to really think about, you know, that big, huge thing, that turkey Thanksgiving dinner. So you could have put all those energy and execution and thoughts and all those actions. And when you listen to this podcast, right, what was stimulating the thought, it was going towards the Thanksgiving dinner. And not that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, can't go back in time, but you can constantly refine and ask yourself that question, what are those results that you really want? All right, guys, have a great day. Keep on keeping on, and we'll connect again tomorrow.